Hi, before we get started with the podcast, I wanted to make an announcement. There's a woman who owns a company called Creative Parties for Kids, and it's like the companies that Katie and I work for. And hers burned to the ground recently with all of her party materials, all of the costumes in it. And so we really wanted to support her because, you know, she's trying to make kids happy, and at the moment she's not able to do that because all of her materials and costumes are gone. And so she has a GoFundMe page called Rebuild Creative Parties for Kids, and we have a link to it in the Facebook page, and the Facebook page is the Party Princess Diaries podcast, so you'll just look that up and you can find the information there. We really want to support this woman because she's worked really hard to get where she is, and she's, you know, making kids' dreams come true. So please, we'd really appreciate if you helped her out if you can. Thanks, enjoy.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
And welcome back.
I'm so out of it today.
It's okay. I get it. It's been a long week. I spent most of my week writing an 11-page paper for educational psychology, and it's made me want to die.
Oh, wow.
So now that that's over, all I've wanted to do all weekend is celebrate. So I completely understand. It's been a week, and we're about to launch into another one. So
yeah, I know. It's like, can't we just, I mean, that's technically the weekend, I guess, is supposed to be for pausing, but it's not long enough.
No, it's really not. And like, I don't know about you, but I'm dead in the middle of my semester, so I'm just impacted every second.
Yeah. And I mean, go ahead.
We just have, like, huge, like, we have this huge Beethoven concert coming up. It's going to be 5 hours long. It's going to be a nightmare.
I remember you telling me about that. Yeah. But you can go Sunday, then?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to check because I might have a meeting that day, but I will check.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, we're talking about a costume Halloween fair we want to go to, and
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're talking to people. Oh my gosh.
We do dorky things. Not dorky. They're not dorky to us. They're very cool.
Yeah, not to us.
They're very cool to us. But
It's just another opportunity to wear a historical ball gown for me.
Yeah, that's very true. By the way, this year I'm just saying, for the Dickens Fair, if you get your Victoria from Corpse Bride dress, fixed in time.
You'll do Emily?
May or may not.
Well, you don't have to paint yourself blue. You can just, you're already pale.
That's true. All I have to do,
just wear, like, blue, like, or lipstick and, like, a blue wig. Or
concept. Or just, you can do Victoria and I'll be Victor.
But I'm going to make Matt be Victor. Matt's my boyfriend, my goodness. By the way, guys.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know.
It'll be so cute. And Sydney can be the piano.
Okay.
All right.
She can be Scraps.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we're totally off topic.
We're super off topic.
Well, no, I was actually going to say we should do one, like, an episode where we talk about characters we wish we could do that they don't, like, that no kids don't want, but, like, we wish they wanted. So, like, Victoria and Emily, for instance, from Corpse Bride.
Yes, definitely. I would have wanted that as a kid.
Yeah, you would, but
anyway.
But anyway.
Hello, welcome to
What did we plan to talk
Princess Diaries?
Yes, go. Sorry.
I was just introducing our listeners.
Oh, yeah, this is called the Party Princess Diaries podcast. Now I can see how it's, like, so difficult for My Favorite Murder to get going.
Like, on topic? I get that now. Yes.
My Favorite Murder is a different podcast, by the way. It's amazing, and you should listen to it, but don't be like, oh, it's a podcast that these princesses listen to, so they must be really terrible influences for children, because
no.
It's a very interesting
podcast that's actually probably, like, one of the most that's most respectful to the victims of, like, a lot of true crime podcasts that I've seen. So, like, when yes. people think, like, true crime and comedy, that must be, like, a terrible mix and
no, it's so good.
Like, upset, but
it's so good.
It actually is, like, super respectful.
Our hobbies are princesses and true crime. What can we say?
Basically. And just anything weird, right?
True.
Oh man.
Before okay. I watched Corpse Bride last night, I was, like, reading Edgar Allan Poe, and I was like, wow, I'm really getting back into, like, 2011 me. Like, we're going back in time.
Well, okay. I was just thinking, oh, I'm going to have to tell you this later. This is just going to take way too much time, and nobody wants to hear this.
Okay, I'll
tell you later.
Well, I'll remember to ask you afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, so today we're talking about, what are we talking about?
Oh. I was like, oh, she's going. She's going to say it. But, yeah, getting what ready. It's like, you know, getting
yes,
ready, basically.
Everything
routine. Until the party, yeah.
Yes, that's right. So for us, we pretty much, my company required all of us to have the same routine. We would arrive at the building. We called it the castle. It was just our office where we kept all of our costumes and everything. Like, yeah, so whenever we had, like, staff meetings, it would always just say, you know, all staff at the castle. And we would get, what was the order? I totally remember the order. So first we checked it, you know, we had to, like, put in our time card, all of that. And then the first thing we did was do our makeup. Sorry, I'm having to remember. We had to do our makeup. And there was, like, a different makeup routine that was specific to each princess. So all of the makeup was, like, they provided a lot of it that was, like, shareable. Stuff that was not shareable, we obviously had to provide for ourselves. And, you know, we would all have to wear the same, like, blush colors and eyeshadow colors and lip colors and all of that. And, pardon me. And then we would get our costumes on. We would get the wigs and lipstick were the last things to go. And then we had to take pictures of ourselves to send to our bosses so that they could tell us before we left if there was anything that we had, like, done wrong that we needed to change. So that we didn't show up to the party looking like a hot mess.
Yeah, one of my companies does that, has us do that too.
Yes, it's pretty helpful because, I mean, I was always stressful to send the text, like, I'm ready, because you just knew you were going to get something, but, like, at the same time, it's like getting notes from a director, you know, you, they're stressful, yeah. But you want them, because you want to be, like, looking your best.
Right, yeah, I mean, I don't think I got too many notes, but that's because I owned my own costumes and, like, makeup and stuff.
We all had to wear the same. And, like, it kind of depended. We were, like, you know, varying, like, heights and sizes and whatnot, so we just kind of had to make them work.
Yeah, like, for me, like, I'm so, like, protective of my own, like, costumes and stuff, so, like, if, you know, my wig was not right or my costume was not right, like, I would probably know before they got a chance to say anything to me, because...
That's true.
Yeah. But if it's makeup, then...
Oh, yeah, no, my makeup? Honestly, my bosses would not let me do my own makeup when I first got hired at the company for, like, a while, because they were just concerned that I was gonna ruin it, I think. They really? Never told me that. They never told me that outright. But they just never would let me do my own makeup, especially with Elsa. It took me, like, I was working at the company for probably, like, 6 months or 7 months before I got to start doing my own makeup. Which was fine, and, like, I figured it out, and it was fine. But, yeah, at the beginning, they always made, like, my helper or somebody do my makeup for me, because they were just concerned that I would somehow not do it well. And
do you remember how to do it? Like, could you...
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Make me a personal, like, I won't post it anywhere unless you're okay with it, but, like, a tutorial video, because I'd love to see, because if they're, like, my company's not that specific, and, I mean, there's the very off chance that maybe I'm just doing it right and I'm awesome, but I really don't think that's the case.
Yeah, Elsa had the most specific
makeup.
I'd love
to see.
So I can definitely show you hers.
Yeah. And... If you, would you be cool with me putting it on the Facebook page, which I
yeah
made
totally
now?
Most
okay,
definitely.
Cool. Awesome. I'd
oh, boy.
Love to see that.
Make
like
a makeup tutorial. Who am I? Yeah, definitely.
I'm not Jean Valjean. I'm gonna stop.
Oh my goodness. Did you see that video that's been going around the internet with the, like, Les Mis in 3 minutes?
Yes.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
Oh my gosh. I really hope people listening to this even... Les Mis is short for Les Miserables, or if you're a snob and you have to pronounce it the French way, Les Miserables. But, you know, that's musical theater stuff. And I wonder if we could actually go one episode without bringing up this.
I don't think so. Anyway, proceed.
Yeah, the day that we do that, we probably, like, need to celebrate.
Oh, and we also all wore the same perfume, which was just a nice little touch, because it just, you know, all the, if you, like, hugged, you know, a little girl, you just smelled, like, really nice and princessy. And,
nice. I like that.
Yeah. It was a nice detail.
Yeah.
What about you?
Okay, well, it's a little different for, well, not that different, because for us, we wouldn't go there and get, like, the makeup and costumes on and stuff, like, right, why can't I talk? Why is this happening? I said this last episode, too. I need to be able to, okay, let's try this again. But we usually go to the place, pick up the costumes and party materials, like, beforehand, like, the day before the party, or even a little, like, for that, and so we would have them at our place and we could get ready on our own time. And I don't know why I'm talking in the past tense, we still do that. But yeah, so like, if for me, I do own some of my own costumes, so like for Ariel and Belle, I have all the stuff I need. But if I wanted to, like, if they wanted me to be a different character, and like, for instance, like, I do have a sort of Cinderella dress, but it doesn't look enough like the company's, so I would use theirs. But yeah, so we pick that up beforehand, and then I get ready on my own. And what I like to do first is makeup, usually, but I put the wig cap on before putting
it on. Oh yeah,
no,
me too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just good. That's just good habit in general, because
yeah, I mean,
it's so much easier.
And there was like, and I learned not to have like a bulging, like, thing in my head.
Yes,
not to have that happen when I wear wigs.
I learned how to do that, not actually from working. I actually had left the company when I learned how to do that, because I was in a show.
Really?
Yeah, and so I had some bulging wigs, definitely when I worked there. But now that I've learned how to do it, you know, it's the most convenient thing ever. But it was a little rough at first.
So weird, because I thought your company was super picky about that.
They were, like, are super picky about, like, things, but, like, the wig caps, and it wasn't, like, I don't think it was anyone's fault. It was just, I think they assumed I knew how to do it because I come from a theater background. So it just never kind of came up. And
got it, yeah.
Yeah, so I just kind of rolled with it and did what I had to do. And it was never, like, too bad. But there were some moments. The days where
also
I felt
like
my wig
slipping
the
most.
Also looks
like an alien every now and then.
Yeah, the days where I felt my wig slipping the most were the days where I knew, like, we're having a bulge day. Oh, that sounds real gross, but, I mean, it's true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I used to do was just put my hair in a ponytail, and I would use those wig caps that have, like, the hole, so I'd put them on, like, kind of like a headband, and then pull them back and sort of pin them in place. And then I would used to just, like, stuff the ponytail in like that and be like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, me too.
But then my boss mentioned that was actually very noticeable. And, you know, looking back, I'm like, oh, how did I not realize
notice?
That?
Oh, me too. No, me too. As soon as I learned how to do it, I was like, why have I not been doing this my whole life?
I mean, you would think, I guess it's because the wigs, like, the good wigs are really expensive, and so I'm assuming they'll just do all the work for me. But
that's very true.
Yeah, you still have to take really good care of them and
all that
stuff. But, yeah, so I would do that. But the best way, I think, now is I usually, like, put it in, like, even if I do have a ponytail in, I'll put it on when I still have the ponytail, and then I'll take out the ponytail and then, like, stuff, like, just put my hand through and spread out all the, you know, hair evenly. Mm-hmm. So, that's what I sometimes, like, what also works is if you want to do, like, braids, it's
yeah,
flat as
yeah,
well.
I do, yeah. I generally will do, like, a French braid up against my head because it just, I can just kind of fold it, because my hair is super long, so I can just kind of fold it over mm-hmm. real easy. That's what I did yeah. when I was just in the show, over the past summer, and it just made it really nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually, it's probably the easiest way, but for me, like, I mean, I saw, there was a video I watched about, you know, like, tips for putting on, your wig, and I saw her, like, you know, how she spread out the hair and stuff, and it looked, I mean, I guess spreading it out evenly is probably a good idea if you want it to look even.
You know, that's a pretty reasonable assertion
me.
To make, I think. So I must ask, since we're on the topic of wigs, do you use mm-hmm. a wig for every character?
Yes.
Shall we talk about why?
yes, there's so many reasons. I mean, I have, for, like, cosplay and stuff, I will, like, I sometimes like to use my real hair for Belle, because when people see that it's my real hair, for some reason they think I really look like the character. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so that's usually, like, even, like, the town hair I can usually style, and people will be like, is that a lace front wig or something? So, I mean, mm-hmm. if I'm...
But I love lace front wigs, by the way, just FYI.
I've never actually used one, but I want to.
Oh, I used one this summer, with this wig, that looked like, it was styled to look like a mixture of, and I quote, Belle mixed with Christine Daae from Phantom of the Opera, because that is who the wig stylist said I reminded her of, which made me laugh for a very long time.
My goodness.
It made me laugh so hard. But yeah, I used a lace front wig for that show. And it was just the nicest, most comfortable, easy to work with, lace front wigs all day long.
Well, I mean, those are more expensive, so that's why I really haven't
yes, understandable.
Gotten to, yeah. but for, like, again, like, since I'm a brunette and I can do the Belle hair fairly easily, and it can look pretty good when I'm, you know, but the good thing with wigs is, like, the consistency, first of all. You don't have
yes,
to worry about,
absolutely.
Like, you know, oh my gosh, I cannot do the style today. Because, like, you know, when you style your own hair, it's going to be a little different each time. And there are
yes,
good days and bad days. And
of course.
yeah. So, and also the wigs, if they're good wigs, you know, they're really, they're thick, but they still look... I don't want to say realistic, because there are some where, like, Rapunzel, like, nobody has
yeah,
like
they
that.
Look,
it just
of course
does,
they look, like,
but,
cartoonish, but, like, appropriate for...
Yeah, like if this cartoon were a real person, like, it doesn't,
yes,
you don't
exactly.
see hair coming out, and you can, it makes sense that that hair would be on that person, like...
Yes, well, like,
I
understand what you mean. If you brought the person to life, this is what their hair would look like.
Yeah.
On, like, in a human form, this is what it would look like.
Right. I mean,
which
my
I feel
roommate...
Like,
yeah, sorry.
I feel like it makes it more, you know, it adds an element of, like, realism for the kids, because this
yeah.
really looks like what this person should look like as a person. But what about your roommate?
Oh, she saw me yesterday with my Belle wig, and she thought it was my real hair, so that made me happy.
Oh, that's the best. I've had people think that the our company's Aurora wig and our company's Cinderella wig were my real hair. Because
nice.
My hair is yeah. the same shade of blonde. And they
fair.
Just, it just fit my face coloring, very white as day coloring very well.
yeah. That's, I mean, I, because even though I'm a brunette, like, I'm so pale, I look, I mean, you know what it's like when you try to...
To be porcelain, to be a
shopping.
Porcelain person.
Yeah, you try to go shopping for, like, foundation, but
oh.
you know, you're better off looking at the Halloween store for
yes,
vampire
for
makeup.
White paint, yes.
Yeah.
oh my goodness, I was buying a new foundation a little while ago, and I was trying out different colors, and I was with my friend who has olive color skin, and I was like, oh, you know, I bet I'm probably going to be maybe, because it was in shades of 0.5, 1, 1.5, etc., like, getting darker the
yeah.
larger the number went. So I was like, oh, maybe I'm, like, 1 or 1.5 or maybe even 2. But no, I was 0.5, the lightest shade, and we laughed for such a long time.
That's so funny.
And every time
I mean,
pick it up to put it on,
yeah.
I'm just reminded that I am, in fact, a sheet.
yeah, like, we'd glow under black lights.
Oh, yes.
That's just how it would work. Anyway, but yeah, so like, even though I'm a brunette, I do blonde characters fairly well because I'm pale. And I can also get away with a really bright red aerial wig.
Yes, usually, I can, like, get away with...
Yeah.
I could get away with Merida pretty easily with her red.
Mm-hmm.
She's
so, I mean... Yeah, I guess that's one good thing about being, like, super, like, translucent.
But oh my goodness, somebody else referred to me as translucent the other day, too. That just makes me laugh, because it's such a specific, somebody else referred to me as translucent the other day, and it just makes me laugh, because it's such a specific way to describe a super pale person, but it's super accurate. Like, it just makes me laugh. Yeah. I had to go to a measurement for my opera costume the other night, and on the form I had to fill out, it said, like, complexion, and I was like, so, do I write literally,
vampire?
Like, yeah, a ghost? What do you want here?
Yeah.
I mean, no, but it makes me laugh. White problems.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. When I was at the makeup store, there was a white eyeliner called White Party, and I was with my friend, and she was like, oh, you should buy that and use this foundation.
I do that, like, when I see white nail polish, I'm like, and my mom's there, like, I usually, like, hey, mom, they finally have my skin tone, but it's not for foundation, it's for nails.
Oh, put it on your nails, it'll just blend into your skin.
Yikes. So, where was I going with that? Oh, so, yeah, that's the importance of, like, and it's not just the fact that you use, like, wigs instead of your real hair. When you really look at it, like, there is a huge difference in comparison. Like, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I think my mom will always, because she's my mom and, like, my boyfriend, they always say they like my real hair better as Belle, which there's a time and place for that, sure.
Absolutely.
But with when you have that big costume and, you know, the giant eyelashes and everything,
yeah,
you know, it balances
it just adds
it out much
extra
better.
Layer of, yeah, balance and magic, and it just adds, like, just that extra little touch, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's just so much easier. I mean,
yeah,
I don't have time to put my hair in, like, those curls for Aurora every time. It's, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. I do... Oh, sorry?
And then just styling your bangs and just, I mean, just the whole ordeal, really. Yeah. But anyway, proceed.
And I was gonna say, like, I mean, for my, when I do my historically accurate Belle look, because I'm a dork, like the one I'm gonna want to probably, wear to the fair, yeah. I usually do my own hair for that because it's a very specific style and I don't really want to mess with my wig for that.
Yeah, that makes
and it
sense.
Usually looks, it looks good even with a big costume. So it's not that it looks bad without it. It's just, if you're charging people money for like this character, you want it to be consistent every time that they get them, even if it's a different actor and
stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. No,
and
definitely.
I'm not charging money. I don't own the company, but yeah.
Of course. So your company's costumes, the ones that you don't own, do they dry clean them? Or how do they... Because I assume everyone wears the same costumes, I assume, yes, the same way that our company did.
It depends. Like, they're, I mean, for different sizes and, like, I think they have a few different versions for different sizes.
Yeah, ours was the same way, that we had a few different versions in a couple different sizes. But the sizing was super weird. So it was kind of a gamble. Like, when there was an available Elsa costume... And it said, like, generic small. That could mean, like, one of five different things. Could either be, like, the tightest thing you ever put on your body, or you would swim in it. It was a... You just kind of had to make it work sometimes. But, did your company, like, replace them often? Did they dry clean them often? Like, kind of how was the care and keeping... And how were you expected as a performer to, like, care and keep your costume?
They did all the... You know, as long as we weren't, like... purposely, like, messing them up. Like, obviously we had to be careful,
but
they usually
happen.
Took care of the, like, the cleaning stuff. I don't know if how often they dry clean them, but I'm assuming often enough because they never, I mean, looked
were
like
gross.
They were dirty or anything. Yeah.
For us, I'd say the only costume that tended to be problematic in getting cleaned enough was Elsa, and not because, like, they weren't trying to, but just because she was worn so much.
So often.
Yeah, I mean, there were, like, at least three different Elsas performing every weekend, because there were just so many Elsa parties. Just Elsa for years, really. And so she... I've seen some pictures recently where it looks like they replaced the costume, and the new Elsa costume looks really, really good. But when I left, all three of our Elsa costumes were starting to fall apart. They're hanging in there, but it was, got a little rough. I remember Elsa costume was two parts. There was the dress, and then there was the cape. And you had to have the cape, of course. Yes. But it was a separate part. And I remember one time, my helper and I were running a little bit late for a party that was like 45 minutes away. And we already knew we were going to be 2 minutes late, so we'll stay 2 extra minutes. Not a big deal, right? But we're on the freeway. And it occurs to us, we didn't grab the stupid cape. And we're like, oh no, we have to send our bosses pictures of ourselves at this party. They're going to see that I'm not wearing the cape. So we had to turn around, run back. It took like an extra 15 minutes to get the cape. It was such a nightmare. Oh my goodness, that was stressful. And we got to the party, and we were just, I'm so sorry. And, like, the families generally usually don't care. Like, they know that they hired a princess to come around 3:30. If she gets there and it's, like, 3:40 or whatever, she's still here for an hour, it doesn't matter. Because family parties, you know, like that, especially big ones, a lot of little kids, like, they know aren't gonna be super structured, and hopefully, we're gonna do this now, etc. And that one was at a restaurant, too.
To last time, or just yesterday, would not have been like that. But, sorry, go ahead.
What was that? What happened there?
Oh, it was just one of those parties where you know it was for the parents.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't like they were mean or anything, but it was for a two-year-old who's not going to remember any of this. And, like, you know, I felt really bad because, you know, they wanted me to face paint the two-year-old, and she started crying when I approached her with the brush, and I was like, really, like, in my head I was just like, please don't make me do this, please. And the two-year-old, she had no idea what was going on. Like, she doesn't know who Belle is, and it was kind of sad. But there were other kids there too, so it wasn't like terrible, but it was just one where, you know, there was the reason they had me was so the other parents could see how awesome they could throw, like, how awesome a party they could throw, because this is not for the two-year-old. The two-year-old has no clue.
The two-year-old doesn't care. What is your favorite age, like, age range for a kid to, like, be a princess for them?
I'd say three and up, probably.
I'd say, just for me,
if they can talk.
I'd say the best range for me is probably 4 to 8 or 9. Because by the time they're 9, 10, they're, you know, they understand that they're not, you're not a real princess. So even if they still, like, enjoy having you there, there's that element of magic that's lost. But I'd say between, like, 4 and 8 is the prime time for them to just be super absorbed and super, you know, immersed, and it feels so real for them. I'd say that's, like, the most special.
Yeah, I would agree with that, actually, yeah. 3-year-olds they can talk at 3, right? Maybe I'm just not remembering.
I went to a couple parties with 3-year-olds. I don't think I ever went to any 1 or 2. We had them. I just never got assigned to any. I'm really happy.
Yeah.
I went to a couple 3-year-old ones, and they would kind of vary. Sometimes they'd work, sometimes the kids would just not, like, you know, the 3-year-old would not really be able to participate in the activities that we were doing, because a big element for my company's routine was we would tell the story of the princess's movie, pretty much, but we would, like, have the kids be telling it along with us. So we'd say, you know,
okay,
me and my sister Anna we froze the ballroom over, and we were playing in the snow, and I made a snowman, and his name was, and then the kids would answer Olaf, and, you know, we'd continue. So when they're, like, 3, they're not really capable of recalling that information and being able to participate. Okay. And that's like, that's a really yeah. big important part of, and also they're not really able to sing along, or especially if they're shy or there's not a lot of kids, they don't want to sing yeah. along. Like when we sing Let It Go or Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Cause we would usually sing a couple songs, like as we were telling the story, as it came up in the story. And we play games with them. And so it would kind of just depend on the kid when they're that young. If whether or not they could participate. Because when they're old enough that they really understand what's going on, they've seen the movie a million times, they can follow the games, and they want to sing because they're super excited, then I feel like that's the best.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you're right. Maybe I've confused 3- and 4-year-olds. I don't know. But, like, I think I've done, like, a couple 3-year-olds, and I had good, like, fairly good luck with them. But mm-hmm. not that I haven't done a ton. So I guess my range would probably be the same in that case.
Yeah.
Though I do enjoy when there are like older kids there who are still willing like to they play may along. Not Yeah, they may not necessarily yeah. believe, but they have like why is my phone going off? Okay. But they're old enough to come up with like really interesting creative questions for you.
Oh yeah.
So I got mm-hmm. one just like I'm trying to think what's the like how do you travel? When I was Ariel, like how do you travel underwater?
Mm-hmm.
And are there other cities underwater? Is it just Atlantica or other? So, like, you get more interesting questions with older
they
kids.
They want to
so
engage like, a little more. Mm-hmm. Either yeah. to keep the illusion going for their sibling or because they're just a little more creative-minded and they have mm-hmm. more to say. Yeah, I got asked the how do you travel question. As Elsa, I got asked, like, how did you get here? And so I made up this whole
yeah.
Yeah, so I made up this whole story about how we had to take, like, 2 planes, a ship, and a horse-drawn carriage, and we rode a reindeer, and I don't know, the whole event. They always asked me where Olaf was. That was a pretty common one.
Oh, everyone asks where Olaf is. And part of me just wants, like, I know it's just they want to talk to you. That's probably the easiest question to ask. But, like, in your head, you're like, where do you think he is? But which is, I mean, obviously, it doesn't actually bother me because they're so cute. And they're only asking that. Because they want you to talk to them and
yeah.
engage, and it's, I mean, that's kind of how, like, adults are with celebrities, too. Like, when they meet celebrities, like, they don't know what to say. They
oh, yeah. It's just, I just want to talk to you and want you to like me.
I mean, you saw me at the Dickens Fair trying to meet Edgar Allan Poe. That was interesting.
Oh, my goodness. Does that guy still do it? Is he
yes.
still Edgar Allan Poe? Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
As far as I know, probably Throw recognizes me now that. And is like, oh,
there she
okay,
is.
Okay, does she actually think I'm Edgar Allan Poe, or is she just really,
she okay?
really wanting to think that I am? And I'm like, the second one, so please don't ruin it for me.
Oh my goodness, so that's so fun. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited to go this year. Oh man. I'm just gonna be way too extra. It's gonna be great. Me and Sydney have been like talking about it. We're just like, all right, we got a plan. We're gonna be extra. It's gonna be great.
Ooh, what are you gonna do? Tell me later. Tell me later. Nobody wants to hear this.
anyway,
I do. But this is a princessing podcast.
I know, guys. I swear, we talk about princesses sometimes.
Yes. So, I know it's funny because
go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say like when I was Matt and I were trying to put it. Up and like the description and stuff, and like he was like, okay, so what's your description? I'm like, I don't know, what does My Favorite Murder have for their description? I don't know, what do My Favorite Murder use their first names and last names, or I don't know, what does My Favorite Murder do? So
I love the fact that we're not a true crime podcast at all.
I know,
we're basing ourselves off of them.
Yeah,
I mean, technically, like, I would cite my other influence coming from Jim and Tomek's Musical Theater Happy Hour, my favorite musical theater podcast. They are also my other influence, but My Favorite Murder is our collaborative influence.
Yes, yes.
Neither podcast has to do with princessing, but that's fine.
Are we
the only princessing podcast? Are there
yes.
other princessing podcasts? Really? We've started a whole new world.
Yep. Okay, I did it last week, so we're cool. I said Let It Go last week. But just, sort of speaking of murder and stuff, we could do, like, a Halloween episode, like we'd probably have to post it later, because this week we're actually going to be hanging out and probably not recording. But
that is true.
At some point, we could do, like, a late Halloween episode where we talk about, like, which Disney villains would be the best murderers or
serial killers.
I don't know. This is
oh, man.
A podcast for adults who like to listen to us talk about entertaining children. So if
casting
you do have
serial killers
in the room,
as our favorite Disney villains,
maybe this is not the best idea for them to be listening with you.
Oh, I could. Oh, I could come up with some good ones for that.
Yep. Yes, so could I. I already have, but that's for another time. Oh, so we're talking about a routine. I haven't even finished.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So we went on about wigs and then, yeah. But, and then I usually do my makeup. Now what I do, the companies I work for aren't very particular about the makeup. They usually like have us, like the one company I work for, just, you know, they trust me. I don't know if it's just because they know I've done theater and I've worked for another company before, or if it's because, or if they just trust everybody, but, they don't request a selfie or anything. They know I know what I'm doing. Hopefully mm-hmm. that's what I like to think. I mean, they get good reviews for other performers too. So I'm assuming yes. The other company I work for they do request selfies. So they can tell us if we need to fix anything with our makeup, but like they don't have a very specific routine for the makeup. What I usually do, and again, I don't know if it's for everybody or if they just know that I'm experienced, but like both companies like get really good reviews. So whatever they're doing, whether it's different for me or for other people, they're doing it right, basically. Mm-hmm. Just to be clear in case they're listening. but yeah, I usually will look up, I like to try to do my makeup similar to what they do at the Disney parks, because it's like, we want to be similar to them, even though we're not affiliated.
Yes. And I think that that's kind of how my boss has constructed a lot of their makeup routines as well. Cause a lot of the things that they would try to do, for our princesses aesthetically were based off of the parks. But anyway, continue. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I usually just like look up a picture and, you know, I leave myself like a ton of time beforehand to, you know, if I mess up or something, and I try to imitate what I see in the picture, and I have different, you know, colors for different characters. And yeah, so with my makeup, I'm pretty good. I used the Lip Sense stuff. Have you heard of that?
I don't think I have. Who makes it?
I don't know. It's like a thing where, like, this isn't an ad, by the way, but if you'd like to pay us Lip Sense, please do, because we appreciate it.
Please
do. Yeah, we're never going to say no to that. but it's like a thing where I don't think there's actually like a store that sells it. It's like something where like individual people sell it, like through their Facebook. I don't know how it works. But it lasts for a long, long time. So like, even if you like eat or something, it's supposed to stay on this. It's a liquid lipstick, but it dries your lips really a lot, but it comes with like this gloss to keep it. So it's expensive, and I don't think it shouldn't be that as expensive as it is, in my opinion.
Well, liquid lipsticks
but
are
I don't make
expensive.
Lipsticks, so I don't really know.
I mean, if I'm willing to fork over $18 for a Jeffree Star liquid lip, you know, I'm pretty, my priorities are pretty clear. But,
yeah. I mean, I got a trial sized one because I'm only going to use that for if I'm doing like all day things, because
yeah,
I've got lots of different shades for other things that
for, like,
I don't
normal
want to spend as much
life.
Money on.
Yeah.
Another good lipstick brand, just like, again, not an ad, but for people who want to, who are princessing and want something that lasts quite a long time. I don't think it lasts as long as Lip Sense, but it lasts a pretty long time. At least the color I've used, which was called, I think, Rebel, I think. But the brand is Tattoo Junkie. I don't know why that's the brand, but
I 100% saw their stuff in stores today when I was buying makeup. And I almost I 100% saw Tattoo Junkie lipstick in Sephora today when I was buying makeup. I didn't buy any, but I totally saw it, and I had never seen it in stores before, so I was super intrigued. I will have to check it out
now. I have the dark it's called Rebel. I think that's the one I have. Mm-hmm. Because I don't really have a long lasting red lipstick, so I decided to get that.
Preach.
I want to have a long enough lasting lipstick in the shades I typically like. Yeah, I hope there are no guys listening to this. I mean, I know I'm gender stereotyping, but they're probably really bored.
We're called the Party Princess Diaries, so they have to understand what they're getting into.
Yes. But anyway, that one lasts quite a while. And it doesn't... I don't feel like it dries out my lips too much. I mean, it does...
Yeah, that's my biggest problem.
As much as a liquid lipstick would, but...
Yeah, that's my biggest problem is dryness. Especially, of course, with liquid lips. But, like, I have particularly just sensitive skin just in general.
Yeah.
So I have to keep them moisturized pretty much 24/7. And most of my lip products prove to be decently drying.
Yeah. Well, that's... I mean, I usually, like, carry, like, a little thing. I don't carry it, but I have it handy at home. A little thing of, like, the lip Vaseline stuff. I don't know if there's even a difference between regular Vaseline and the ones for lips. Unless they can charge us more for the lip one. Sorry?
Because it's little. I said, yeah, no, I mean, me either. Unless, I guess, because it's just little.
Yeah,
so they can charge us more money. I don't know.
It's possible.
What kind of false lashes? Do you always do false lashes? Is it a preference?
Yes. It's a preference, but I'm also required to do them.
We were not required. What about you? Interestingly enough. Yeah, we were not required to do false lashes. Always did them because I like them. And I liked to do them. And I felt like they added an extra kind of layer. But they did not make us do them because they didn't provide any. Just didn't make it a required part of the regimen, and some people were a little more sensitive to false lashes, so they just didn't make it something that we had to do, but I always liked to, just because I felt like it was, just more effective, more, you know, added just a little bit more.
Yeah, and again, like, theater person, like, it would be nice not to be required, so, like, if, in case of an emergency, like, if one fell in the toilet or something, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, true.
I could just be like, screw it, and then use...
Rip just them off. Really, just
some mascara. Yeah,
to hell with it.
Yeah, but that would be nice in lots of cases, especially. Oh, we are for one of my companies. We're required to wear colored contacts for the characters. Oh,
that's another issue. We were not. Yeah. So I'm just curious your opinion on the colored contacts debate.
I don't think it should be required for like performers. I think it should be encouraged, because I know, like, you know, if you're putting something in your eye, it's got to be safe, and you've got to, I mean, I wear contacts regularly anyway,
yes,
so I don't have a problem. Yeah. And, you know, my eye doctor is a family friend, so he will be, like, he's not going to be the one that's like, oh, you have to change them every single month. He says, no, that's just what the company wants you to think so that you pay more. So he gives me tips on that kind of thing. So like stuff that people think is for safety is actually,
yes, just for
trying to get finances. Your money basically.
Yeah. Not, I've noticed that too.
I'm not a doctor, but
yeah. I mean, I change mine pretty regularly, but if I let them go like an extra week, I remember they told me when I first got my contacts, they're going to stop working after 30 days, but that's not true at all.
No, it's not. They say like, and again, I feel like my eye doctor's is like honest with me because he is a family friend, and so he just gives me these little tidbits. So like a regular eye doctor might say, no, you can't get colored contacts from any other place, but my eye doctor says you have to make sure that they are like FDA approved.
Yes,
and,
of course,
you know, that you're getting them from a good place, like especially if you're ordering them online. It's not bad to get them online, but you have to be very, very, very
super
very
careful.
And you have to know what your prescription is. And just before getting colored contacts, like, do talk to your eye doctor. And
yeah,
don't
definitely.
Just because mine is saying this stuff, like, your eyes are not my eyes, so it might be completely different for you.
Yeah, definitely.
But we weren't required to have, like, a bunch of different ones. Like for green-eyed and blue-eyed princesses, we could use green or blue. So
yeah.
I got, like, a sort of turquoise-y, but...
Yeah. Well, that's for me, you know, a lot of the princesses that I played were green-eyed or blue-eyed, so it wasn't, and because I have naturally green-blue eyes, it wasn't really an issue for me to, like, need them. But yeah, I was just curious because some people really like them and some people don't. I think it should be a preference. I definitely think it should be a preference. I think it can add, you know, that extra layer mm-hmm. of detail. But I don't think it's, like, necessary for the experience to be immersive by any means.
Right. I feel like if I owned a company, I would probably, like, I would let the parents know. I'd probably, like, ask if they have a preference. And I'd make I'd encourage the contacts, but I wouldn't require it. And I would request that, like, I mean, the ones pictured, the one, I like, advertising, I would want them to, like, either have the natural colored eyes or be wearing contacts comfortably. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily not hire a person to be Elsa because she had brown eyes. I would probably talk to the parent first and say, does it matter what eye color? And if it does matter, I'd either use like a blue-eyed employee or someone who would be willing to wear the contacts. But I wouldn't want to require anyone to wear contacts. Like, I might say you might get more jobs if you're willing to do it, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do that.
Also, do you think, on that topic, kind of, do you think that when someone is hired, they should be hired to play a specific princess / princesses, or should be hired to play pretty much anything necessary? Or some kind of mix of both?
I think it's what works for them. So, like, if I'm hiring someone, I mean, I'm not a company owner, like, by any means, but if I were to hire someone, I'd probably want them to fit at least one of the characters and probably some more. But I would mostly focus on, like, as long as they have a generally princess-ish look. And I mean, like, skin tone matters too. Like, you're not going to hire someone that looks like me to be Moana. That's no. Let's not even talk about that because that is a no-no.
Not okay.
Yeah. But I think if someone, like, if your face is a little more oval shaped, you're probably more fit for Aurora. But if you still have a princessy look and you can act the part, you can convince people that you are Rapunzel or Cinderella. I think I wouldn't be against using them for that, mm-hmm. even if they don't 100% look it. It's just about what's going to be believable. So if someone looks more Rapunzel than another person, but like it's, if they both look enough, I would choose the person who can mm-hmm. really do the acting portion because that means they're dedicated and they care about, you know, the kids and.
Yeah, I would definitely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was hired to play pretty much Elsa, but I ended up playing pretty much all the white princesses when needed.
Yep, me too.
You know, and I think that I think it's good to hire someone with certain roles in mind, but I also understand that realistically you need to use who you have, you know, especially when you're just, Ariel is, had to request this day off, so you just need to use who's available. That's completely understandable too. So I think that there is room for kind of both.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously the ideal option, but also that's the ideal option. It's not necessarily the realistic option.
Exactly. And also, you know, you have to understand that your employees are looking to get as many hours as they can, and if there's not a million, you know, Aurora parties being booked, but there's three Cinderellas and she's available, you know, you want to give her a fair amount of hours.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are like, don't underestimate it, the kids are going to notice everything, which that is true in very many cases, but I think in this case, as long as you look like a princess and you can act the part, like, adults don't even really, I mean, I don't know about you, but for me, if they have the hair color and the general look, I'm not going to be like, you don't look like so-and-so.
I've never had anyone, any parent or child for that matter, complain that one of our princesses did not look princess-like enough.
Yeah.
Also,
I think the acting really does it. Sorry.
Matters the most. Yeah, go ahead.
I just finished. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, the acting matters the most. But do your companies offer more than just princesses? Because I know for us, we offered superheroes, both male and female. We offered all sorts of things. We offered fairies. We offered mermaids. Oh, that was one of my favorite things that our company had, was we had swimming mermaids.
Yes.
Yes. So for those of you who don't know.
What kind of tails did you have?
I never got to be a swimming mermaid, so I don't know. I saw the costumes and, they appeared, I don't know what the tails themselves are made of. I know the fin part was kind of flexible and foamy. And the material that it was made out of was kind of shimmery, almost nylon, but obviously water friendly. So I don't know what they would have used to.
Okay. Cause I mean, I was like, man, could they afford like those like super expensive silicone tails? But
no, I don't think there was silicone. They looked really good, especially the images and everything. But yeah, I don't know what they were made out of, but I just know that they were in the summertime, they were extremely popular.
I almost was going to do, you know, like be available for mermaid parties, but I had to be gone in the summer for too long. So, and none of the tails fit me and I could not afford to buy my own, at the time. But yeah, both the companies I work for offer different, characters, like, you know, the superheroes and the generic fairies and stuff like that.
What is the most interesting character, not necessarily that you've played, but that your company has had someone play? Because I have a definite answer for this.
I don't know about my company, but there is a really interesting one that I've heard someone. I don't know if they had to do or if they just got a really weird request, but apparently in one of those princess forums, there was a little girl who like was obsessed with Donald Trump, and so they wanted Trump to come to their party.
That is bizarre.
So that's immediately where my mind goes, but I don't know about like the companies I worked for. Oh, I was there when someone called and asked for like a choo-choo train. They were like, hey, do you guys have a choo-choo train? And I was there with another person. Like, this is when I was still in training, and we looked at each other like, what? But I don't know about, we probably offer something unusual, but I don't really play anything other than the princesses. So
we offer some bizarre, the company I formerly worked for offered some bizarre options. And they essentially started offering them because someone requested it, and they said, well, we'll make it work. You know, we had a butterfly, like a character, just a butterfly. We had...
How does that work?
I don't know. We had Barbie, which I don't think that one's too terribly uncommon.
No.
We had one little girl who wanted Taylor Swift. But then that brings up the question whether or not that's legal impersonation.
Yeah.
Oh, what an interesting request. And then we had some characters that weren't like super unusual, but just not common to be requested. Like, what's the little green girl from Inside Out?
Oh, Disgust.
Yes, we had her. We had her. I think we had Joy too.
Nice.
So we had a couple of unusual but kind of creative requests. I mean, just kids just request the most interesting.
That's true, yeah.
The most interesting things at their parties. Didn't you work for a company or almost work for a company that did Harry Potter characters?
Oh, yeah, I'm still with that company. They definitely don't have anything that fits me at the moment. They're all too big. But if I ever got, you know, a Harry Potter, they told me like I could definitely be Hermione if they had a Gryffindor costume.
Oh yeah, 100%. So
if they happen to come to one, they don't do as many of those because obviously they're not as requested as much. But I would love to do a Harry Potter party. Like,
oh, me too. I would die to play Luna at somebody's party. Like,
well, we're technically, they don't advertise because the copyright, again, not affiliated with J.K. Rowling or Warner Brothers or anything like that. So we can't really do the We avoid doing specific characters, but if like they're requested, we try to make it work.
Yeah.
But we do want to like be respectful of copyright and everything.
Yeah, of course. So you're just kind of Hogwarts students of certain houses.
Yeah.
Yes. That makes sense.
I'd love if somebody wanted a party of like the princesses in Hogwarts uniforms, because I know which ones they'd be. That's a whole new episode, like, on its own.
But... Oh, my goodness. Oh, I could talk about that for a long time.
Yes. Oh, crud. It's getting kind of late. Because Matt was saying that 1 hour might be a little too long. I don't know if that's just him, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening.
Wait, please. Sorry, did we...
Go ahead.
Did we finish our routines?
I finished my routine. Did you finish yours?
Did I? Oh, yeah. Makeup, costume, driving to the... Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I did.
Pretty much. Please. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please send us your own getting ready routines. If you have any pre-party rituals, we'd love to hear about them. Or any other funny princess stories.
If you had a Donald Trump request or any other weird request, we'd love to hear that.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time on the
Princess Party Diaries. See you next time. Bippity-boppity-bye.
Bye.